When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision?
Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From UFOs to psychic powers and government conspiracies, history is riddled with unexplained events. You can turn back now or learn the stuff they don't want you to know. A production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, welcome back to the show. My name is Matt.
My name is Noel.
They call me Ben. We're joined, as always, with our super producer, Paul Mission Control Deccant. Most importantly, you are you. You are here. And that makes this the stuff they don't want you to know. Welcome back, fellow conspiracy realist. Earlier this week, we began our, sadly, annual exploration of serial killers who have yet to be apprehended. This is disturbing stuff, and as such, it may not be appropriate for all listeners. In previous episodes, Matt, Noel, and I discussed the rarity of actual serial murderers. We discussed the legal definition of serial killers, you know, the stuff that differentiates, say, a spree murderer from a calculated murderer existing over time. We have also looked at corruption and willful negligence on the part of institutions that conveniently, all too often, turn a blind eye to clear patterns. And we, all of us, hope we can provide updates to these cases in the future. For that, we need your help. Please listen closely. This is Live Fire. Here are the facts.
Let's just kind of throw everything that you've seen in the media, you know, in fiction, specifically, you know, in fiction. There's often with shows like Dexter, there's a certain glorification of serial killers. I mean, he's a bit more on the vigilante tip, but even, you know, there's a mystique and kind of a mystery surrounding serial killers, like in movies like Seven, for example. They know something the rest of us don't know. But Ben, I appreciate you leaning into the very true perspective that many of these folks are severely mentally ill, they're damaged individuals, and often are not the criminal masterminds they're made out to be in, you know, pop culture.
Yeah, even somebody like Dennis Rader, who successfully evaded capture for so long, it had nothing to do with his necessarily intelligence. It was more in a few of the tactics that he had started to use and employ. And that's what kept him, and also being able to take extremely long cooling off periods. I think that's what kept him from being caught for so long.
And that case is interesting because that individual was apprehended due to a very simple error, literally sending stuff that could be traced back to the church where he worked. And also to compound the stupidity there, this guy, Dennis Rader, wrote to law enforcement saying, hey, I can send this to you anonymously. And they said, yeah, sure, pal, go ahead, send it off. And then he got mad when he got popped because he is, as you said, Noel, not intelligent. Very few of them are. The myth of a Hannibal Lecter is 99.999% just that, a myth. We also are going to talk a little bit about sample size and the problem of figuring out the prevalence or lack thereof of actual serial killers. These people are rare, folks, thankfully, but they do exist. As a matter of fact, there may be one listening now. We won't know. We may never know. But, you know, to the point about fiction, maybe the best fictional depiction of these sorts of individuals is found in the show Mindhunters. You guys remember Mindhunters on Netflix? I think it had 2 seasons.
That's right. Unfortunately, it got canceled. I think it was pretty pricey. David Fincher does a lot of takes, but yeah, really good. That guy from who played, what was it, the King in Hamilton, and also was in High School Musical. He played a fantastic profiler in that show.
Yeah, Mindhunters explores the genesis of modern profiling. And in that show, the protagonists interview actual serial murderers with the aim being to see what makes them tick. And in the age of ubiquitous information, you are only one YouTube search away from excerpts of interviews with murderers who were caught after the fact. Folks like Lonnie David Franklin Jr., the so-called Grim Sleeper. I'm saying so-called because I have some serious beef and dilemmas with the way the media deifies these folks. Typically, again, they exhibit lower than average IQ, right? And the ones that have been caught are always on a degenerative spiral, right? It's only a matter of time. The vast majority, in some way, you could argue, want to be caught. They want the notoriety. They want the external validation. Above all, they want to be important. And this second episode is not concerned with that demographic. We all need to acknowledge that the conversation surrounding quote-unquote serial killers is unfortunately limited to only those individuals who have been arrested or identified or charged, if not convicted, of their crimes. So in this episode, we're asking, what about the other side of the equation? What about the ones who can get away? We're going to pause for a word from our sponsor, and we'll return.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On-demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision?
Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel.
Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
So tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's where it gets crazy. We talk about the surveillance state all the time on this show, and it is true. If you are hearing this, you live in a surveillance state. You know, you might be listening to this podcast on your phone. If so, of course, thank you. But also, your location is there. Your habits are there. You know, your phone knows you. The abyss stares back. So it may surprise some of us to know that even today in 2022, it is sadly, stupidly possible for an individual to calculate and successfully carry out a homicide. There's a brief but disturbing thought experiment we could set up to explore this idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Who wants to take it?
Okay. Right.
It's solid, though. It's solid. It's true.
Just want to note here that Ben did write out this description of how to serial kill.
Well, it's important to
you know, identify the terms here so we know what we're working with. It's all just a thought experiment here. Instruction manual.
Yeah, thought experiment. This is in no way.
It's just too real.
Us condoning this, but yeah, but maybe I think it's important, Matt Noel. It's important for people to know this. This is plausible.
All right. Well, let's get started. Let's say you are an average individual and you happen to be male. You happen to have an average or so height, around an average height, average weight, average build. Let's say you've got some kind of job that requires you to travel, and generally when you travel, it's to cities. Cities that have a large population and probably a relatively high death slash homicide rate.
Yeah. All right. So you're that person. You're the Honda Civic of America, right? Someone who looks like you is everywhere. And you are, let's say, also tech savvy. You know your phone has the capability to track you. You know also that any card, aka non-cash purchase you make, can also be tracked. But you also know the statistics. You know that St. Louis has about 69 murders per 100,000 people per year. You also know that places like Baltimore, New Orleans, Detroit, Cleveland, and Las Vegas, in that order, suffer from similar rates. Knowing this information, would it be difficult for you to, say, attend a convention, a large sports game, any kind of big to-do, under an official alibi? You're at work, you know? You're traveling, you leave your phone, aka your location, at your hotel. You head out into the night.
And go on a night walk.
Hey, everybody loves a good night walk. I'm not gonna lie. But let's just say you were to target someone on the fringes of society, like someone who is without a home, a sex worker, someone who's undocumented, folks who lack the kind of support networks and, frankly, channels that they would even need to report any crime to law enforcement, because they stand the risk of being outed and then prosecuted if they do. So this makes them, unfortunately, easy prey. So that means that in this hypothetical, highly, highly hypothetical situation, you see it that way. You are identifying these people as easy pickings, in the same way that, you know, you might, someone walking alone at night might be targeted as an easy mark, you know, for robbery. This goes further than that, you know, to it extends into like more of a big picture, kind of like, how is this person going to, who's going to know if this person goes missing? Who's going to say anything or do anything about it, or even find out? How long will this even go unreported? And you're banking and hoping that it'll be quite a while, thus allowing you to get away, get out of the area, move on to other pastures. Once you get the hang of this formula, then you kind of get yourself into a routine of doing it this way.
A rinse and repeat, a cycle, you know? That's why interstates are so dangerous in certain stretches of the United States and Canada, as well as Mexico, you know, all of North America, honestly. And when we look at this stuff, we can begin to assemble a pattern. The mission critical thing here is for us all to acknowledge that the entirety of discourse on serial murderers in the West today is based on the people who got caught, right? And maybe they got caught after they died. Maybe they got tied to some DNA evidence. Maybe they turned themselves in. Maybe. But what about the ones who didn't? Let's stick with the interstate idea here. Let's go with some examples. Let's talk about I-70, Interstate 70. In the spring of 1992, kind of a long time ago now, there was someone murdering at least six people in the Midwest, and they tried to disguise these murders as garden variety stick-ups, but they were not smart enough to do so. Each of these murders that we know of occurs just a few miles off Interstate 70. Now, if you are a fan of road trips, you know that there is a there's kind of a culture of interstate rest stops, right? Like we've all been on the road and we see, you know, a big gas station, a Flying J or a Pilot, or what's really popular now, Buc-ee's. Did you guys hear about Buc-ee's?
Yeah, those are like really popular in Texas, but they're like, it's like a gas station slash grocery store slash like mini Walmart, and they sell lots of jerky, apparently.
Right. There's this whole world of people that live kind of in those gas stations. You know, that's where they stop and get a shower. That's where they like answer their email, etc. This person, and it does seem to be one person, was not targeting those population centers. Instead, they were looking for women working alone in specialty boutique stores.
Yeah, we can look at the first murder that happened on April 8th, 1992. The victim's name was Robin Fuldaur, F-U-L-D-A-U-R. She was 26 years old. She was working at a Payless shoe store when somebody entered that store while she was alone. Besides this person, somebody shot her and then put her body in the back of the storage room, or she was taken there when she was shot. She was shot in the store at about 1:30 p.m. and then discovered about an hour and a half later.
Yeah, during the day, during the afternoon.
When you think about serial killings, you imagine it's at night. It's in some place that's isolated. You're in a place where maybe you shouldn't be, right? If you imagine yourself being a possible victim of something like this, you don't imagine it's while you're at work, while you feel safe and you're just doing the regular thing that you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, he had a particular type that he was targeting as well, particularly focused on young, small of frame, brown-haired women. In all of the cases, there was a little bit of cash stolen, possibly as a subterfuge, you know, to throw investigators off the trail, make it look more like a stick-up, you know, or just a mugging. And in each case, the murderer targeted these very kind of niche specialty stores. In particular, he was attracted to stores with female-identifying names, which is very interesting, especially if they were presented in, you know, on a sign you could see from the street, because that would have attracted him. I imagine there's maybe some phone book trolling that went into this as well, but maybe just seeing it from the street would have been enough to trigger a little bit of recon.
Yeah, there's only one victim that doesn't fit that profile. As a male victim who was killed while working at his mother's ceramic store. And to your point, Noel, it does sound like the guy was targeting places where he thought there would be a woman working alone, maybe in the slow shift, in the siesta time of the late afternoon. Investigators do suspect this killer assumed that there would be a female identifying victim on their own in the store. They ran into a dude, killed him anyhow. And despite extensive media coverage, there have been no leads on this case as of the time of recording, which means, again, as we said in our previous episode, whomever is responsible for this has either been arrested for something else, they're dead, or they are in a dormant period because they always come back, unfortunately. And this leads us to a more complicated case. If you go about a mile from Interstate 45, you'll see a place called League City, Texas. In League City, Texas, there's a stretch of land, about 25 acres or so, with a very dark reputation. It is known as the Killing Fields. Since the 1970s, there have been at least 30 bodies of murder victims found in this area, disposed of. This leads investigators to suspect it is a dumping ground for not one, but multiple killers. And most of these victims, strangely enough, fit a similar profile. Mostly female identifying, anywhere between 12 to 25 years of age. And the strangest thing is that law enforcement has ID'd conclusively, like DNA-based conclusively ID'd multiple murderers, but still not all. It's astonishing that this case doesn't get more investigation, doesn't get more acknowledgement. I can't even call it a case. It's multiple cases. Multiple cases.
Yeah, and the location really is creepy. It's got a weird air about it. It feels like some kind of burial ground or graveyard. I mean, it is literally, right? We know this, a place where many, many bodies were dumped. But because it was at one time used by people who were trying to get oil out of the ground, I thought you were kind of making a joke when you're saying it has like, what was it, a dark history? Because I was imagining the oil that was underneath it. But to me, it's the creepy factor of the killing fields is overwhelming, because you're of the story as well, the location and the story, because your mind goes to so many different places when you think about multiple people using it as a dumping ground.
Agree, because that means we can logically assume that some of these murderers were at some point aware that there were other operators involved, right? Someone, probably multiple people, knew that other people they may have never met were killing folks and putting their bodies in this area. And they went with it and they got away. And right now, you know, to be clear, folks, this is not a ding on Texas law enforcement. This is not a hit piece on law enforcement in general, honestly, because the professionals there are working with the best information they have. Unfortunately, they don't have all the information they need, which is where you play a part. Not to sound too much like we're America's Most Wanted or something, but this is a problem. The evidence is out there somewhere, and it is quite possible to bring closure for the survivors of these victims, I would say, not the soapbox.
Yeah, no, 100% agreed. We've certainly seen longer time periods pass than this with some resolution. So here's hoping that they do get the justice, at the very least the peace of mind that they deserve.
It is creepy to think it's so close to Houston too, guys. Like it's the suburbs of Houston, the place we're talking about.
Densely populated area.
Mm-hmm.
This is troubling stuff, but we didn't want to end on a nihilistic note. So we're going to pause for a word from our sponsor. Stick with us, folks. We'll be back with something like good news.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision?
Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel.
Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
So tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
experienced this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we've returned. Let's stick to the interstates here in the U.S., but let's get a little bit of good news. I-65, you know, we can at least bring some closure here. Someone did get caught, not in the perfect way, and people still died, but almost like the end of True Detective Season 1. Someone got identified, and hopefully this brings a little bit of closure to the people involved.
That's right. A gentleman by the name of Harry Edward Greenwell, for decades, has been wandering through Indiana and Kentucky, targeting women in motels. The search for Greenwell began in 1987, when the first known victim, age 41, was found assaulted and shot to death behind a Super 8 motel in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. Greenwell was a native of Kentucky. He spent time in prison for robbery, and then he worked on the railroads across the Midwest for years. He died without answering for his crimes at home, at the age of 68, from cancer in Iowa. So certainly not the type of end that someone of that level of depravity deserved. We're not here to pass judgment per se, but it doesn't seem right. But there is good news, because just this month, right as we record this episode, law enforcement have conclusively linked his DNA to the crimes. The I-65 killer was determined to be Greenwell. So even though he's not with us anymore, and he in life evaded the law, at least the victims' families know who did it and that he's not out there at large anymore. I would say the alternative, that being the alternative, is far, far worse. It's not the most comforting news in the world, but there's something, you know, to add, to give a little bit of closure and a feeling of some a semblance of justice for the survivors.
Yeah. And as a side note, when Harry Edward Greenwell did die at 68, that was 2013, which, you know, when you think about it, it's been 9 years since his death. But at least they were able to find him, much in the same way they were able to identify the Golden State Killer, a.k.a. the original Night Stalker. I'm really hoping that technology continues, like forensic genealogy and some of the other techniques, continues to catch people. And even if it is like this, with the case of the I-65 killer, just identifying who the person was, even if it's posthumously, because it's at least that tiny little bit of knowing or understanding what occurred.
Agreed. And Here, for now, our story pauses. Folks, we would love to say it ends here, but unfortunately, this is not the case. If you or anyone you know suspects they may have encountered something like the cases we outlined this week, and particularly if you feel local law enforcement has ignored reports, please do contact us and stay safe. We want to make sure that we keep eyes on these sorts of cases because they're real. They're real. It's actively stuff they don't want you to know. Here's how to find us online.
That's right. You can find us on Facebook where we have the group. Here's Where It Gets Crazy. Great place to reach out to some folks and start a thread about this very episode. We'd love to hear what you have to think. There's so much to unpack here in terms of the future of DNA being used, like through these, you know, 23andMe type tests. And we know it's a double-edged sword with those kinds of things. And there's just sort of a slippery slope where there's positive outcomes, but there's also privacy concerns. So let us know what you think about that. If you don't want to go onto Facebook, you can also find us on Twitter and YouTube. We're under the handle Conspiracy Stuff. On Instagram, you can find us at Conspiracy Stuff Show. But wait, you don't want to do any of that stuff? You can give us a telephone call.
Pick up your phone, call 1-833-STDWYTK. When you hear Ben's voice and the beep, you should leave a message. You've got 3 minutes. Please give yourself a nickname and let us know if we can use your name and message on the air. If you've got more to say that can fit in that 3 minutes, why not instead send us a good old-fashioned email? We are
conspiracy@iHeartRadio.com.
Stuff They Don't Want You to Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.